White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
Austin 360 Radio. We talk a lot about the restaurants and businesses that are going out of business, whether it's due to the pandemic or because rent is too high or they're being bulldozed for high rises. Sadly, I have some good news and some bad news.
Okay.
Some people may already know this, but the beloved Cain and Abel's on West Campus on 24th, I think.
It's like an institution.
It is. I have so many memories there, and I think maybe one of my fake IDs is on the wall.
Are they? Oh, I was going to say, do you really remember?
They're a little fuzzy. But yeah, it's been around since, I thought it'd been around even before I went there, but before I was there in school, but 1991 is when it opened up. Which to me is like, oh, that wasn't that long ago, but yes, it was. It was actually quite a while ago.
31 years.
We would go there and we would stay there all night. My little group of friends and boyfriends, we would get pitchers of beer and we would play spades. And it was so fun. And we would use our fake IDs and then we would get them taken up. And you know,
I didn't go
to UT. The food's not great.
I didn't go to UT, so I didn't really go there. But I understand what it was because we had a couple places like that.
Yeah, it was
SMU,
within, right.
SMU.
It was within walking distance to a lot of, like the Castilian was a dorm, apartments and stuff. And even now, more so because it's just so crazy over there. It looks like a little New York City over there now with the little buildings and apartments and stuff. But it was a fun, easy place to go. Mm-hmm. They serve food.
I've only been a couple times like during UT games in the 90s when I was young.
Right. Yeah. Well, when word got out, so apparently there was an application filed because they want to build a student housing tower there. I guess maybe something similar to Castilian.
Oh, man. Can't they leave it on the ground floor?
Well, I don't know. That would be something that would be smart. Although I don't know if there's a liability for some reason. I don't know.
Drinking.
Yeah. Yeah. With the alcohol stuff. But I don't know. But yeah, that's what infuriates me. Same thing with the skateboard shop. No comply. You know, why don't you give, Austin a little bit back and keep these institutions that mean things to us? Mm-hmm. You know, it really ticks me off. But anyway, They filed an application to do the student housing. People got ticked off, luckily. I mean, even some social media pages were telling people to get metal chains and you know, lock yourself up there and, like, you know, a little bit ridiculous. I mean, it is, at the end of the day, just a bar, everyone.
Yeah, I don't think that I don't think that ever works either.
Yeah, you don't need to chain yourself to the bar anymore because apparently the Cain and Abel's owner still has a loan or whatever, a rental agreement.
It's crazy that they've been there 30 something years and have been renting. Like, they don't own the property.
Yeah,
you know
the
I mean?
Lease doesn't end for several more years. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they won't get kicked out.
That's true.
It's really sad how the big boys will kick out the little boys. But anyway, the owner is saying for now, Cain and Abel's is safe. His lease doesn't end for several years. He is already starting to look for a new location.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want to be caught off guard. You know, I don't know where that would be. This particular owner has owned them since 2002.
Oh.
And he also owns the Abel's on the Lake, El Arroyo.
Huh.
Yeah, and two bars in New Braunfels. So he is not, you know, this isn't a new kid on the block or anything. He knows what's going on. So hopefully he'll find a good place to put this. But it is a West Campus staple.
It is.
And it really angers me that they wouldn't be able to figure out a way to keep them on the ground floor.
I know.
And then build up however you want.
I know.
It would actually be a bonus, I think, for whoever's living there. And it's not, it's student housing, but it's not through the university.
Oh, then it seems like it could
work. I know. I don't know, man. Everything's changing.
It's always changing.
Let's go there and play.
Stays the same.
Let's go there and play spades.
I don't even know how to play spades.
I'll teach you.
Okay.